Henry's second novel, written, like his first, under a pen name, had done well. It had won prizes and was translated into dozens of languages. Henry was invited to book launches and literary festivals around the world. Countless schools and book clubs adopted the book. He regularly saw people reading it on planes and trains. Hollywood was set to turn it into a movie, and so on and so forth. Henry continued to live what was essentially a normal, anonymous life. Writers seldom become public figures. It's their books that rightly hog all the publicity. Readers will easily recognize the cover of a book they've read, but in a cafe, that man over there... Is that? Well, it's hard to tell. Doesn't he have long hair? Oh, he's gone. When he was recognized, Henry didn't mind. In his experience, the encounter with a reader was a pleasure. After all, they'd read his book, and it had had an impact. Otherwise, why would they come up to him? The meeting had an intimate quality. Two strangers were coming together, but to discuss an external matter, a faith object that had moved them both, so all barriers fell. This was no place for lies or bombast. Voices were quiet. Bodies leaned close together. Selves were revealed. Sometimes personal confessions were made. One reader told Henry he'd read the novel in prison. Another that she'd read it while battling cancer. A father shared that his family had read it aloud in the aftermath of the premature birth and eventual death of their baby. And there were other such encounters. In each case, an element of his novel, a line, a character, an incident, a symbol, had helped them pull through a crisis in their lives. Some of the readers Henry met became quite emotional. This never failed to affect him, and he tried his best to respond in a manner that soothed them. In the more typical encounters, readers simply wanted to express their appreciation and admiration, now and again accompanied by a material token, a present made or bought, a snapshot, a bookmark, a book. They might have a question or two they hoped to ask, timidly, not meaning to bother. They were grateful for whatever answer he might give. They took the book he signed and held it to their chest with both hands. The bolder ones, usually but not always teenagers, sometimes asked if they could have their picture taken with him. Henry would stand, an arm over their shoulders, smiling at the camera. Readers walked away, their faces lit up because they'd met him, while his was lit up because he'd met them. Henry had written a novel because there was a hole in him that needed filling, a question that needed answering, a patch of canvas that needed painting. That blend of anxiety, curiosity, and joy that is at the origin of art. And he had filled the hole, answered the question, splashed color on the canvas, all done for himself, because he had to. Then complete strangers told him that his book had filled a hole in them, had answered a question, had brought color to their lives. The comfort of strangers, be it a smile, a pat on the shoulder, or a word of praise, is truly a comfort. As for fame, fame felt like nothing. Fame was not a sensation like love or hunger or loneliness, welling from within and invisible to the outside eye. It was rather entirely external, coming from the minds of others. It existed in the way people looked at him or behaved towards him. In that, being famous was no different from being gay or Jewish or from a visible minority. You are who you are, and then people project onto you some notion they have. Henry was essentially unchanged by the success of his novel. He was the same person he had been before, with the same strengths and the same weaknesses. On the rare occasions when he was approached by a reader in a disagreeable way, he had the last weapon of the writer working under a pseudonym. No, he wasn't XXX. He was just a guy named Henry. Eventually, the business of personally promoting his novel died down, and Henry returned to an existence where he could sit quietly in a room for weeks and months on end. He wrote another book. It involved 5 years of thinking, researching, writing, and rewriting. The fate of that book is not immaterial to what happened next to Henry, so it bears being described. The book Henry wrote was in two parts, and he intended them to be published in what the publishing trade calls a flip book. That is, a book with two sets of distinct pages that are attached to a common spine upside down and back to back to each other. If you flick your thumb through a flip book, the pages halfway along will appear upside down. A head-to-tails flip of the conjoined book will bring you to its fraternal twin. So, the name Flipbook.